Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It says I'm live. Oh, hey, how you guys doing? I am JD Smith, and I am thank you, dear. I am trying out this live stream. I'm just seeing how it works, its capabilities. So give me 1 second, please. I'm going to see if it's working on my other laptop here. Make sure it's working. How's everybody doing today? This live stream is basically, I am coming on here to speak about my favorite subject matter, all things economics and finance and entrepreneurship with a little bit of spirituality thrown into. I am currently streaming live through my Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Hipturist. That's HIPTURIST.com. And this stream is all about JP Morgan Chase and their two of their recent moves that they have done. Once again, I am JD Smith, trying out StreamYard. You know, I don't really stream ever, so I'm just trying it out and seeing what's going on. I can't see anybody, but I'm still learning the overall software, so I'm just gonna give it a shot. So give me 1 second, please, to check YouTube to make sure this is going right, and I'll be right with you guys in 2 seconds. Sorry for the noise. Okay, let's see. Check this right quick. Okay, YouTube seems to be all good. I am streaming live through Facebook and YouTube. Oh, wow. All right. Let's see what's going on here.
Facebook and YouTube. Oh, wow. All right.
Okay, it's actually working. Okay, so let's get into it. So let me tell you a little bit about me and the things I do as a digital entrepreneur, right? So my main area of business is all things finance and entrepreneurship. So I am what you call a global macro investor. And all that means is I make stock investments and different financial investments depending on what is happening throughout the whole global economy and in geopolitics. So I do research and I form an opinion, and I just say, hey, you know, this is happening in Austria, and because of this, I invest in this, right? So that kind of stuff, right? That's kind of give you like a brief overview of my areas of expertise, you know. So I love economics because that is the language of money, and everyone needs to understand finances. All right, I don't care who you are, what your skin color is, what school you went to, doesn't matter. Everyone needs to understand the language of money, especially right now, because there is a lot of chaos that is taking place. And with that is always opportunity, you know, and opportunity is key because you need to take care of your family, your bills, and all that kind of stuff, right? So, oh, hey, how's it going, guys? So let's get into it. So recently, the stock market has been very volatile. So that just means that the price of shares have been going up and down at like a crazy rate, right? And so as a global macro investor, I am trying to find good stocks or other asset classes so I can turn a profit, so I can, you know, pay my bills, help out family and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, and just pretty much build that wealth and survive and thrive, which is pretty much a statement my lovely queen always makes, you know. You know, thanks, babe, for checking us out, too. Appreciate you very much. So recently, JP Morgan has made a couple of interesting moves, you know, and I think it's given me a clue to what their plans are going forward for, say, the next 10 years. Right. So I have two articles up here that outlines a few of their moves. Let me share the screen right quick. Let's see. Okay. Okay, right here. So let's expand this. JP Morgan bets on renters seeking more space in Las Vegas homes. So JP Morgan Chase is, of course, the world's most powerful and largest bank, according to deposits. What most people don't understand about them is, I would say 55% of global GDP flows through their banks. And all that means is a large portion of economic and financial activity flows through their bank accounts, right? So like they process a lot of unemployment payments on debit cards. They have a lot of stock brokerage accounts, and they settle international trade for a lot of banks throughout the world, and they also manage wealth, right? And so right now in this economic uncertain period, which I call the Global Depression 2.0, they are trying to find new sources of income. Okay. I believe at some point next year, we are going to hear a lot about a lot of companies closing, going bankrupt, being bought out, and that kind of stuff, and all of that. So JP Morgan is just trying to find new sources of income. All right. So this article breaks down one of their recent moves. So JP Morgan did a joint. Let me shrink this down. So JP Morgan did a joint venture business deal with this company called Homes for Rent. Homes for Rent pretty much just travel out the country buy up single family homes and charge rent. So JP Morgan, I think within the past year or so has given them close to $800 billion to go out there, buy up a lot of single family homes and give them some of the actual profit, right? Because they're trying to secure more income for JP Morgan's balance sheet. So they can keep paying out dividends and that kind of stuff. All right. To me, this is a extreme move that they are doing to keep their company solvent, because they understand that one of their main lines of business, which is credit card processing and also banking fees, is going to hit some serious snags because people are not going to work because of the whole COVID shutdown stuff and all that that's happening. So they know that if people can't go to work to get some income in to pay their bills, then the next line is credit cards. People is going to be swiping crazy. The problem is they won't be able to pay off their credit card balances. And so that is going to cause a huge shortfall in JP Morgan's profit. So they have to go out there and do radical moves just to stay afloat, right? And so investing in single family homes on a very large scale is one of their brand new moves, right? Okay, next article. Let's see. Next article. Hold on. Sorry. Let's see. Right here. JP Morgan opens accounts for Bitcoin exchanges, Coinbase and Gemini. This right here is a very serious move by a major powerful institutional bank, right? They are opening up like banking services for two cryptocurrency exchanges. It wasn't even 2 years ago when Jamie Dimon, the chairman of JP Morgan, was speaking about Bitcoin is trash, it ain't really doing anything, and all this kind of stuff, whatever. But then shortly after that, JP Morgan, I'm not sure which branch of the company, they created their own cryptocurrency called JP Morgan Coin, right? It's not for everybody yet. It's just for major international banks to settle accounts quicker, right? To move money around, right? So, and this article here, let me expand it again. This article breaks down what they plan to do, which is offer banking services to Coinbase, which pretty much a large amount of novice crypto investors use these accounts to pretty much buy, trade, and exchange crypto currency. This is a second move that JP Morgan is doing in order to bring in a different source of income. All right. And so because of the moves that they are doing in single family homes and crypto exchanges, I believe that by next summer, the second quarter, they are going to announce that they are going to start doing banking services for cannabis-based companies. You know, the cannabis industry is, I think they're saying it's like a $50 billion industry. Like, I believe it's like quadruple that, you know, between $200 billion. Because one, you have a lot of people out there who smoke weed. You have a lot of younger generations who like edibles. And then you have a lot of medicine usage for cannabis and also hemp and also CBD oils, right? So I believe that these two moves show that JP Morgan and also other banks want to get into new lines of businesses to bring in income, because they understand that we are in a global depression. All right. It's not a recession. That's just the things that they are telling you, so they won't stir up panic and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I do believe that at some point next year, they are going to announce that they are going to start investing in cannabis, which is going to lead to Congress eventually legalizing marijuana in all 50 states and also U.S. Territories. So it's going to happen. It's going to come. And I just wanted to, come on here and tell you guys that. So be looking out, right? You heard here first from J.B. Smith that J.P. Morgan, at some point next year, they are going to announce that they are going to be in the business of cannabis. Trust me, it is going to happen. And so that's pretty much all I wanted to come on here and say. I'm going to try to do more of these live streams and that kind of stuff, but only if I have something like interesting to actually say. You know, I'm not going to just like get on here and just kind of ramble on that kind of stuff. That's not my style. So thank you guys for checking this out and sharing it. And I guess see you guys next time. All right.